There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitlander 3, The Trenderer. Now, I know you guys think that I used that yesterday, but yesterday was Zeitlander 2, The Quick Trending. We are going to keep doing this until we're out of Zeitlanders. These are all courtesy of, come on, it's still good podcast. Co-is pod. No, C-O-I-S-G pod. Shout out to y'all.
Oh, okay.
I'm Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You're Miles.
Yes, very good.
And this is What's Trending. All right. Respectfully disagree, sir. That is that those words are trending because of something Senator Ron Johnson said.
Yeah, to the mother of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer that died, who was injured in the January 6th. Nonsense. She was going around to lobby Republican senators to consider supporting the investigation, the commission that would look into what happened on January 6th. Because, I mean, there's only like a couple of Republicans who are willing to say like, yeah, no, that makes sense. I was there. That was freaky as shit.
Right.
Is there like a domestic, terror, whatever threat or whatever they want to, however they want to describe it. But yeah, the Republicans have been all they're totally willing to protect Trump. And even when this woman came in, the mother of a police officer, I thought they backed the blue to say, hey, I would really, implore y'all to consider it. He put out a statement saying he respectfully disagreed on the added value of the proposed commission. I did commit to doing everything I could to ensure all their questions will be answered, is what he said. I don't know. It's just all very. This is what they're doing. So again, maybe get rid of the filibuster. I don't know. Or, Biden, you could probably do your own commission. You can assemble a group of investigators to do something. I don't know. I don't know anything.
We've got to try plan A first, which is getting Paul Ryan to address. Yeah. To address Republicans and be like, guys, come on.
Hey, that should
fix everything. Did she point out that in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him?
To hit him, yeah. He don't like you hit him while wifey's with him.
I don't know.
They heard of us.
She should point that up.
Yeah.
The murderous, most shady.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been on the low lately.
Yeah, Frankie.
All right. Nate Silver is trending because his hairstyle is the new look this season. No, that's mean. It's because he is out here giving credence to the theory that COVID came from a lab leak. He's like, I don't know. I mean,
we don't know. We don't know much. It really makes you think that maybe we should look into that. And everyone's like, I'm sorry, wait, what? Can you say that whole sentence like out loud and not as just devoid of like information?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, his whole thing, I think it just kicked off a bunch of people being like, see, this is, please, Nate Silver, stick to wrongly predicting elections using maths. Because this is, his whole tweet was, okay, because someone said this is a bizarre take. The evidence has stayed precisely the same. Natural origin, very likely. Lab leak thus far, entirely unproven and a very low chance. The rest is mostly common misconceptions caused by reading sensationalist headlines. He said, okay, let's get this on the record. What percentage chance would you assign to a lab leak? Because there are a lot of credible people I'm reading from and talking to that consider it reasonably likely, at least 50%.
Now, at least 50? Wait, so he's saying he has heard from people who say it's at least 50. He's not saying it's 50. He's talked to credible people who've said it's 50.
This might be reckless speculation, but that's what I hear. And then there's someone who came in who was like, not impossible, but less than 1% for a lab leak of a natural isolate. Logs below that for an engineered virus. And some other dude in the comments is like, oh, if you had some knowledge about molecular bio and like you'd know that the chance of it being created in a lab is high. And this guy, the same person commented back, he's like, I teach a class on emerging pathogens and I run a lab studying viruses. But thanks for enlightening me, guy with the historical character avatar. You know, there's a lot of like,
if you actually did your own research.
Yeah.
And so you mean besides like running my own lab? Yeah, like if you actually Googled non-trustworthy sources, you would see.
Look, I will say, look for that, I mean, I don't know, have you checked out RFK Jr.'s blog or the other Children's Defense Fund or whatever the thing they run?
People are giving this more credence than I had heard to this point. Even President Biden is like, we can't rule it out. We've got to give it serious thought. The New York Times headline on this is scientists don't want to ignore the quote lab leak theory despite no new evidence. So it's like, yeah, okay,
right.
But like show us the receipts then.
I think if true, then yeah, that's spooky. And I think it's because it's been so much chaos has ensued because of the pandemic. Shit, man, I would believe it if you said these fucking alien ships were dropping the shit off. I don't know. Like, you know, depending on how desperate you are to understand what's happening, because it's hard to believe that we live on Earth and we're biological organisms that are vulnerable to viruses. Maybe it doesn't suffice.
But. I'm just saying, man, check the microwaves. Check the microwaves in Cuba.
Oh, that's
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. I had a breakfast burrito in there.
Check out the Havana syndrome, guys, if you don't know what we're talking about.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. AMC is trending, my favorite league in the football, in the NFL.
No, check his blood pressure.
Check his blood pressure.
Dude, it's AMC stock.
I'm telling you, man.
Up 45% this morning.
This is the weekend. This is the weekend that people are going to go back to the theaters.
Yeah, but I mean, more than that, it's about the
stonks.
Game stonks. It's the stonks, baby. Because now everyone's like, they're trying to get as much capital to try and bend us. Hold all your stocks. And these people on Wall Street bets and shit, they're definitely not selling. So we're continuing to see things go up and up and up. And even the head of AMC is like, yeah, I mean, considering that a lot of these like Reddit and like Robinhood traders own a majority of the stock, I'm like, I work for these people now. So
right. I work for Reddit. Naomi Osaka is trending because she made the controversial decision, iconoclastic, to not do press during the French Open to preserve her mental health.
Yeah, which is, you're like, damn, fucking credit to you. The statement that she made is like, you know, a lot of athletes in this last year, 2 years, have been coming out more and more talking about, like, man, whether it's the press or fans, like, there's a lot of shit we have to deal with. And we, like, we kind of have to subject ourselves to these things. And on top of it, try and stay in a mental state to be as, like, sharp as possible on the court. It's a lot. And, yeah, she said her note. I'll just read it out loud because it's really, I just agree. I couldn't agree with this sentiment more. She said, "Hope you're all doing well. I'm writing this to say I'm not going to do any press during Roland Garros," which is what they call the French Open. "I've often felt that people have no regard for athletes' mental health, and this rings very true wherever I see a press conference or partake in one. We're often sat there and asked questions that we've been asked multiple times before, or asked questions that bring doubt into our minds, and I'm just not going to subject myself to people that doubt me. I've watched many clips of athletes breaking down after a loss in the press room, and I know you have as well. I believe that whole situation is kicking a person while they're down, and I don't understand the reasoning behind it. Me not doing press is nothing personal to the tournament, and a couple journalists have interviewed me since I was young, so I have a friendly relationship with most of them. However, if the organizations think that they can just keep saying, do press or you're going to be fined, and continue to ignore the mental health of the athletes that are the centerpiece of their cooperation, then I just got to laugh. Anyways, I hope the considerable amount that I get fined for this will go towards mental health charity. Deuces." Yeah, man, so it's about $20,000 fine.
That's whatever. Fucking dope.
She'll eat that. Or fucking Nike will pay for it. But I mean, yeah, like, it's interesting. I know a lot of people are like, well, you're an athlete. You should do some level of press. Yeah, on some level. But I don't think the thing where it's like, sit down and people can just come at you all kinds of ways. You know,
and also,
whatever. And I
have
think
you
really
seen,
ultimately, it's up to you if you want to do it. Like,
have you seen these post-game press conferences, these post-match press conferences? Like, has there ever been an interesting thing said in those other than players like melting down or coaches melting down after a loss? Like, it's always a fucking trap is like all it is. Like the Jim Mora thing where he's like playoffs.
Yeah.
Or Allen Iverson saying practice. I don't even know if that was practice after a game. But
we sitting here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player. Are we talking about practice?
I mean, he was not wrong.
Did his friend pass away or something around that time?
I don't know, but
he was like going through it.
On the grounds of the question, he was absolutely in the right because he never practiced and was arguably the best player in the league at that point.
Yeah, and you're like, hold on. Are you looking at my numbers? Why are you getting mad about how I'm achieving that? Because it's different than what you believe is the only prescription to success? No.
It's...
But I don't know. Yeah, this is just.
There's no, I mean, it's a, they get paid well, professional athletes, but I don't think anybody should be subjected to, like, you go out, do your job that you like put your heart into, and then immediately after, like without any time to like reflect on it, you are then like asked critical questions about like why you fucked up at your job. Like, that just seems so, like, in entertainment, like, having a bad review, like, and being asked about it, like, years later would be seen as, like, bad form. They're just, like, right there, like, hey, so, really seemed like you didn't have your head in it in the third quarter, and that probably cost your team the game. It's just wild, man.
Or maybe she can just do the Marshawn Lynch next time.
Yeah.
I'm here because I have to be.
Right.
Or whatever he said every time when they were asking, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's wild how I think the insistence to get those answers without like regarding what the person's lived experience is pretty fucked up. All in all, I say no, in any circumstance, if it comes down to you and your mental health or pleasing some external factor or force or organization or person, pick yourself every fucking time.
Absolutely.
These people are not living in your skin or your body or in your mind. So please take care of yourself, and all the fucking haters in our comments can do one.
Yeah, and all the haters who are dumping popcorn on Russell Westbrook's head after he got injured, who are spitting on Trae Young can go fuck themselves.
Trae Young's balding.
Trae Young's got bad hair. Like, that's...
Did you hear that at Madison Square Garden? They were going in on
Trae Young's balding.
He was shooting free throws. And then the other ones, they that energy in the Knicks game, bless them. It felt like all like the, because you know, New Yorker, like Knicks fans, they have a interesting, there aren't many out of market Knicks fans.
Right.
So like when you see them there, you're like, oh man, these people fucking need it and a pandemic. And like, they don't even know how to act. They're like fucking spitting on this guy. It's like, hold on, relax, y'all. And don't start calling for Brooklyn. Don't call them by their name after you level the series up. But
yeah, they're taking Philly for granted after they even the series up with the Atlanta Hawks. They're like, well, we'll beat Philly next round, and then we'll move on to the
next. Like that, huh?
Yeah. Huh.
We want LeBron. You're like, easy.
Wow.
We'll see what happens tonight. I'll be there harassing Jay Crowder.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
What?
I had 13. Hey, you want to talk about people who's been since 2013? Since they seen their fucking team?
Wow.
Because even though we made the playoffs, it was the bubble. And I did not get to experience that this championship win in any way. So yes, this first opportunity to be with Laker fans for the postseason, I'm fucking there.
That'll be fun, man. Go Lakers. Go Lakers. All right. So that is what is trending on this fine Thursday evening / afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Go to the Lakers game. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.